Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the talk show version of What is Etiquette Anyway? Happy Sunday to each one of you. I'm Donna Paige Riley, your host, also known as the Etiquette Lady. It is such a beautiful day here in the city of Atlanta, and it's just been a great weekend. And, of course, I hope you're having a great weekend as well. And I thank you for concluding your weekend by joining the show, listening, and hope you're certainly going to call in today. Again, let me give you our call-in number so you can have that handy. It is area code 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295. And if some of you prefer to email your comment or questions, you can send that to info@pagesetiquette.com. Once again, that's info@pagesetiquette, PAGESETIQUETTE.com. Well, once again, I'm the owner of Pages Etiquette Seminars, and this company basically specializes in personal and professional development training for both children and adults. And I'm also the author of What is Etiquette Anyway?, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. In addition to What is Executive Etiquette Anyway?, Key Ingredients for Building Successful Working Relationships. And you can see both of those on the website, which is www.pagesetiquette.com. Now, for the new listeners, I always like to start the show just talking a little bit about the origin of etiquette. And, of course, etiquette is just basically a fancy word for manners. It comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Now, it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So that is where this word originated. And I'm so excited about that. Of course, the reason that we do the show is to help make the world a polite place to live. Okay? And I'm sure all of you out there would certainly agree with me that we can certainly use a little more politeness in our world today. So that's what we're going to talk about. Today we're talking about pet peeves. We're going to continue talking about pet peeves. And I want to bring on our co-host, which is Denise. Denise, how are you?
Hi, Donna. How are you? I'm doing great today.
Great. Well, of course, you remember last week we talked about why proper etiquette is essential. And, of course, you know we're going to be talking this evening about one of our popular topics, which is always pet peeves. And, of course, everybody has pet peeves, at least one. But most people that we talk to, huh, Denise, they usually have several, huh?
Always. And I think, you know, we're in a world now that things irritate us a little bit more, seemingly.
Mm-hmm.
And with the way the economy and everything is going, I think that a lot of people have some things that are bothering them. So hopefully we'll get some callers today to call and let us know what's bothering or what pet peeves they have, and even suggestions on how to overcome some of those pet peeves.
Right, exactly. And, you know, like you said, with the economy the way it is, there's really still no excuse, you know, I always say, to be rude. You know,
That is very true.
Mm-hmm, we still want to try to be polite to one another, as polite as possible. And especially, you know, like you were mentioning the economy, that's a real good point. Because, you know, everybody's going through something. And so if we can just kind of encourage each other and maybe give someone else a smile or a thank you or, you know, say excuse me or something like that, I think that will help out. What do you think?
Oh, I think that would too.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a lot of help out there. You know, in church today, they were talking about mortgages and help for those people who are in a crunch in terms of going into foreclosure, behind on their mortgages. And I thought that was a very good gesture for the church to have that as a way and a means for people to get out of some of their debt or, you know, problems that they're having with their mortgages.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, yes, the church, you know, certainly does play a big part, and or they should play a big part because, you know, that's where we mainly get a lot of encouragement from. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's great. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we go to our first caller and see who we have and get this ball rolling. All right. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Caller, line one. Caller, can you hear me? Okay, we're going to go, let's check line two. Hello, caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, and yourself?
I'm doing well.
Great.
And hello to Denise.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
So what is your pet peeve today?
Oh, my pet peeve actually is answering the phone. When adults have their children answer the phone, and it usually goes something like, who's this? And it's like, okay, can I speak to your mom? Well, who's this? And then finally when they decide to get their mother or whomever else, they decide to scream for them in your ear. That, I don't know why that irritates me. It's like, okay, kids may answer the phone, you know, but at least tell them how to answer the phone properly. And one more pet peeve that I do, I'm pretty sure all of us have done, but now that I'm having communicating with more people who actually have children, oh, my gosh, when you think you're in a good conversation with the other adult, and all of a sudden they put the child on the phone and you have no idea what they're saying and you think it's cute. No, it's not cute. We were having a discussion and now I'm talking to a baby that can't speak. So that's a pet peeve. Those two really kind of get to me a little bit.
Sure, sure. I kind of chuckle behind that because that's one of my pet peeves, and I actually put something in the book. The children's book, What is Etiquette Anyway? And one of the sub captions is, when the telephone rings at your house, how do you answer it? And, of course, we know it's not, who is this? So what's important, and for all you parents out there, it's really not cute when kids answer the phone and they really don't know how to answer the phone properly. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, some parents might think that's kind of cute because little Johnny or little Mary picks the phone up, but actually you should not let little Johnny or little Mary answer the phone unless they know how to properly do it. And, of course, you know, should always answer the telephone by saying hello and speaking up and speaking clearly but not shouting. And, of course, you know, some of the other telephone manners for the children is to make sure that they don't eat, drink, or chew gum while talking on the phone, and that applies to adults as well.
Right.
And oftentimes, even when, you know, you call and a child answers the phone, well, not necessarily, and don't get me wrong, this extends to older children as well, even teenagers,
yeah.
Because calling the home and then, you know, they just take the phone and they scream, Mom, come and get the phone. Oh, no, no. You know, it's proper to lay the phone down and go and get the person. So, but you are absolutely correct, you know, on both of those. It's just not cute. It really isn't. And so it's just best to make sure that before you allow your children to pick up the phone, to know that they know how to answer the phone.
Right.
Can I take that a little further?
Mm-hmm.
I had earlier, I guess about 20 years ago, I had two friends who had children, and every time they got on the phone talking to me, and I'm sure other adults, in the background, the children were talking to them and trying to get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that truly bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would politely let them know that, you know, I'll let you go. I know that you need to attend to your child, and we'll talk later.
Mm-hmm.
But it used to really get to me. And I know children want some attention, but it seemed as if, and they would say it, the adults would say, well, every time I get on the phone, he or she wants to talk to me when I'm on the phone, and I know it was just for attention. So that is one of my pet peeves as well.
Can I ask you, ladies, what I have a pet, another one, I'm sorry, but I was thinking about it as well. What about when someone blows the horn? If you have a friend that's coming to pick you up, or you're going somewhere, and rather than getting out of the car and coming to the door, they just sit there and continue to blow the horn. I don't go out. They'll call me on the cell phone and say, I'm out here. Yeah, okay, well, come in, because I'm not going out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's rude.
And you're absolutely correct. It is. It is very rude. It will take probably, depending on the extension of the driveway, probably maybe up to, 15, 20 seconds maybe. Could be 30 seconds, depending on the length of the walk, to actually go and knock on the door. That is very polite. Actually, the only people that really should be blowing are cabs.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, if cab drivers want to make a difference in their customer service, they will go to the door. Now, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
And how often do you see that? You don't. So cab drivers out there, go to the door, and you may get a larger tip just because you went beyond the call of duty with your customer service. But, yes, that is that's very important, and especially for dating. You know, I talk to teenagers a lot about, you know, when they begin dating, do not allow the young man to come drive up in their driveway and just honk the horn.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, okay, why are they blowing?
Right.
You know, the proper thing to do is certainly to go to the door and introduce yourself or meet the parents, confirm what time you need to bring the girl back. If it's a female, nowadays there are females going blowing the horns, picking up the guys. So, you know, that could go either way. But you're absolutely right. That is, I'm sure that's a pet peeve of many, the blowing of the horn. It's bad enough, and I think we talked about this on another show, it's bad enough blowing the horn when, as the light is getting ready to change to green, the person behind you is already blowing the horn for you to go. And I said almost ready to turn, you know, because people are just, you know, it's just rude. Give a person time to take their foot off the brake and move it to the accelerator. So, yeah, blowing horns covers, you know, quite a bit. That is, that's great. Very good comments.
Well, I thank you, ladies, very much for listening.
Well,
you're welcome.
We thank you so much for calling in, and please call us next week. Next week we're going to be talking about back to school, as that time has arrived in some areas. I know in the kind of the southeast, a lot of the children are back in school, and, you know, in a couple of weeks or so, they will all be back in school around the country. So we're going to talk about some back to school etiquette and some of the things that, you know, teachers should do and parents should do, and most certainly a lot of, you know, the things that the students should do as far as appropriate behavior. But thank you again for calling us, and certainly we'd love to hear from you again on next week.
Thank you. You definitely will.
Okay. All right. Let's see if we can pick up our next caller. Let's see. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi there. Thanks
for calling. Hi, how are you?
I am well. And yourself?
I'm well.
Thank you so much for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Could you tell everybody your name and where you're calling from?
My name's Andrea, and I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Wonderful, wonderful. We're always so glad to hear from our callers in the Ohio area. And what would you like to talk about? We're talking about pet peeves and then any other topic that you might want to discuss. And if you would just say hello to Denise as well.
Hello, Denise. How are you?
I'm doing great, Andrea. Now, what is your pet peeve today?
It was funny that you said next week you'd be talking about going back to school. I'm in school currently, and my pet peeves have to do with school.
Mm-hmm.
We've merged with another class, so our class size is double the size it once was.
Mm-hmm.
So what peeves me, it's about three or four things, but I'll start with the first one. What peeves me is when the teacher explains something, and then right after she says it, like 2 seconds later, someone asks her the same question that she just gave the answer to. That peeves me so bad. And when people are talking, when our instructor is talking, that peeves me. And when people get upset because they didn't hear what she said and she's not willing to repeat herself, that also peeves me. What could help me to not focus on that so much? Because I will be upset the rest of the class time because of that, because it happens frequently. And then another thing that peeves me is the same five people will ask the same question back to back to back.
Wow. Well, you probably want to say, okay, are you listening? Were you asleep? You know, did you nod off in the 2 seconds between the time she just said that and the time you just asked her what she said again?
Or maybe they're in the wrong class.
That's a thought, too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you whip out your schedule so we can see if you're in the right room? You know, that's really interesting. And that's really, those are some really, really great comments because, and I'll certainly, let me invite you to call us back, too, next week anyway and, you know, preparing for next week. But probably what I'm hearing is you're probably very focused.
Mm-hmm.
And you're alert and you're paying attention. And it sounds as though they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order for you not to become distracted, what you might want to think in your head is, okay, they were out to lunch, even though they were physically here, or they must have been nodding off. And then, you know, with that thought, you may have to just keep going because you don't want to get to the point where that distracts you, that you miss anything else that, you know, your instructor says from that point out. Because I'm, you know, because I understand. I've been in that same situation where, you know, I could be in a workshop or something, and somebody just said something, and somebody turns around and said, well, and they'll ask the question like what they said was not just answered. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you know what I mean. But that's quite interesting. Let me ask you this. When, you know, the teacher does respond to them, if she responds, does she respond by repeating her answer, or does she respond maybe sometimes by saying, well, I just covered that?
It started off, she responded by repeating her answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it got more frequent and we went through more weeks, she said, I'm not going to repeat myself anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she's tired of it as well. And it distracts other people that are listening because we take up more class time to reiterate what was already said instead of moving on. It's just so irritating.
Sure, sure.
Let me ask you a question also. Now, the other kids that are who are in there, are they actually not getting it, or are they looking at or listening to or doing other things, like maybe on texting on their phone or listening to the iPod or anything like that?
They're getting it. I know, for instance, this one particular girl will always do it faithfully, but her excuse is that she can't write and hear at the same time.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing, and you said, what can you do to stay focused? To change how you feel, because you can ruin that can ruin your class. Also, I would think also to just think about the reason why you're there. You're there to get your education so that you can move further in life. And, you know, sometimes maybe you can share your notes with them later on after class to help them out. I know when I was in school much earlier, a long time ago, I was in a class where kids were not keeping up as fast as other kids, and sometimes we would share. And I helped a lot of the kids who were not doing as well as I was. So that might be another way for you to help somebody else, and that'll help, you know, kind of keep you focused on what you're doing and also give you the opportunity to help someone else who may not be able to keep up.
Mm-hmm. And it would be very proper for you to, you know, approach that person, and just remembering that it's not necessarily what you say but how you say it. But it will be okay to say, well, you know, are you picking this up okay? Or, you know, can I share something with you? Or if you know someone just does it, if they just do it every week just to do it, then that's a little different. But yeah, it would be proper to say something, you know, to them about it. You know, some people might not even realize that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's just a thought, too, or what was it that you missed that she just said?
Right. And another thing, it's a personal peeve of mine, is when someone's telling you something, it could be a story, it could be something they read, something they heard, pertaining to anything, they talk so slow and then take pauses, then forget what they were saying, then start back again, and then stop. It's like, just don't tell me. Just please don't tell me. I don't even want to know.
That sounds like someone that's unprepared. You know how you have a report due, you have an oral report due, and you know the key is preparation. And you can be the best speaker in the world, but if you're not prepared, then you're thinking and pausing because you don't know what to say.
Right.
And you're right, because you just want to say, you just want to grab them and say, oh, come on out with it. But you sound as though you're an extremely sharp student, and you don't have a lot of patience for, you know, you don't have a lot of tolerance or patience for people who are not trying to focus, you know, like you are, and trying to take advantage of all the opportunities. And so that's what that sounds like to me. But, you know, thank you so much for calling. I hope you call us back. Please, you know, take this as an invitation for next week to call us back, because we're going to be talking to students and administrators and parents alike. And it's just some great information that you've shared. And, you know, this is going to be great information that I'm sure other people will share, and they will feel the same way that you do. And, you know, once again, it is proper to, you know, to say something to people, you know, and again, it's not what you say, it is how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, thanks again for calling, and we look forward to speaking with you next week, okay?
Thank you. I'll be calling next week.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was a good call.
It was an absolute great call. Let's see, our switchboard is pretty lit up here. Okay, caller, can you hear me? Let's go directly into our next call. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, it's just a little difficult hearing you. I can barely actually hear you.
Is this better?
Hello?
Better.
Okay, you're still very, very far away. If you could hang up and just give us a call back, and we can see if you can come in clear on one of the other lines, okay? Okay, great. And then we're going to try and take another caller here. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello? Okay. All right, caller, can you hear me? Okay, I'm going to move on.
I hear something in the background.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me try and pick up another call. Hello, caller, can you hear me?
Hey, how are you? Yes, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Great, thanks so much for calling What is Etiquette Anyway, and what is your pet peeve or any other topic you might want to discuss with us?
Well, my pet peeve is my beautiful wife. It shouldn't be a pet peeve, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things she does is we could get into a little discussion or, you know, an argument with the family or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she always tends to take, you know, the other person's side,
mm-hmm.
and then takes it out on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think my pet peeve is my wife taking out, you know, mine, my sons or my daughters or my other sons or daughters' situation and turn it into her own,
mm-hmm.
because she cannot let that go. And then we don't speak for days, hours, minutes, or so forth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a little selfish of her to take someone else's side besides mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, have you spoken to her about that? And, of course, it is proper to speak to her about it and keep it in mind. It's not so much what you say, but how you say it.
Well, I can understand that. No, I haven't spoken to her in depth about it like that. It just, I just don't think she needs to take someone else's side.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, have you explained that to her and say, you know, honey, don't you think you should take my side? Or, but of course, you have to look at all the sides and just to make sure that that is the proper, you know, side.
Well, maybe it's not the side. Maybe it's just you know, stepping in and mm-hmm. getting a little more making it more serious to what it is. I think at times,
certainly.
You know, when something can, you know, two people have a disagreement about, that person tends to step in and then make it her own situation when it really isn't that.
Okay, certainly, certainly.
So that, well, that would be my...
Mm-hmm, go right ahead.
That would be my pet peeve, because it happens, it doesn't happen often, but it does happen,
mm-hmm.
and always tends to go back that way.
Sure, sure. Well, maybe you should, you know, here again we're talking about, you know, being proper and being nice and those things, type of things like that. So maybe the next time that happens and you want to, you know, say something to her, take her a couple flowers. Take some flowers to her and, you know, have her have those beautiful flowers and just say, well, look, honey, you know, it seems like you always take someone else's side. And you have to consider, you know, my feelings and how I feel about that. And what do you think about that? Or you may not, depending, you may not want to leave the question that open-ended, but,
right.
You know.
Yeah, but the only other thing, I mean, I understand your point,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, you're in the heat of that moment, the battle.
Sure.
You don't want to lose, or you don't want to give up or
sure.
give in. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, then we tend to become stubborn at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes you just have to walk away and, you know, go get you a glass of water or some Kool-Aid or something, you know.
That's right.
But thank you so much for calling and sharing, and try that. Try that, you know, either go buy her some flowers or something and then see if that doesn't
right.
change when you talk to her about that. But thank you so much for calling and sharing that. And
thank you.
Do call us again, okay?
All right.
Wonderful. Okay, goodbye
okay.
now. Well, Denise, unbelievably so,
we're out of time.
We're out of time, absolutely. I actually had some emails, and I apologize, you guys out there, was unable to get to any of the emails. And, boy, I tell you, what's that saying, that time flies when you're having fun?
Mm-hmm.
And I just certainly want to thank all the callers that called in. Wonderful, wonderful comments and great pet peeves. And hopefully everyone out there listening will take some of those pet peeves to heart. And sometimes we can hear ourselves, you know, in some of those. And so it'll give us a chance to kind of do a self-check as well. But, gosh, Denise, I can't believe we are out of time. And the other callers, do apologize. We could not get you on. Please do call us again next week and try to call in at 7:25 a little earlier, okay, so that you can secure a line. Once again, you've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show version, where we encourage you to just be your best and to be considerate of others and We thank you again for listening. Take care. Good night, and God bless.